Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, it's all about cabbage. If you're looking for a plant to round out that spring and fall gardening season, cabbage fits the bill in spades. It's a cool season crop related to the likes of broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. Full sun and fertile, well-drained soil is the norm for planting all edibles, and cabbage is no exception. A generous addition of compost worked into the top layer of soil works wonders for improving soil in all regards. But since cabbage is a heavy feeder, supplementing with a balanced organic fertilizer before planting will help. The key to a successful spring cabbage harvest is to plant it early enough so it matures before the heat of summer sets in. So that typically means about 4 weeks before the last expected spring frost. And I love to grow cabbage so it matures in fall. About 6 to 8 weeks before the first frost of autumn is when you plant it. Cabbage that matures into cool weather is the sweetest and easily tolerates frost. Plant cabbage according to the recommended spacing on the label for the varieties you're growing. But once they're in the ground, add plenty of mulch. As always, mulch does a lot of good, but for cabbage, one of its biggest advantages is for weed suppression. Cabbage has very shallow roots and they don't like to be disturbed. So the fewer weeds you have around those roots, the better. If you plant all the same variety of cabbage at the same time, it's all going to mature at the same time, right? So a good way around that is to either stagger your planting times or, better yet, grow several varieties. For a quick maturing variety, try Fast Vantage and Bolt Tolerant Pacifica as a perfect choice for slaws and soups. For a little color in the garden and on the plate, try Split Resistant and later maturing Ruby Ball. It's reliable and a consistent favorite in field trials. All plants have their issues, and with cabbage, to perform at its best, it needs steady, uninterrupted growth. Basically, a consistent, stress-free life. Don't we all? For cabbage, a stress-free life means even moisture and minimal root disturbance. Cabbage is so appealing to certain pests, they've been named after it. Cabbage loopers and cabbage worms are most common, but slugs come in a close second. And insect pests like cabbage, too. Aphids and flea beetles are the most common. But not to be discouraged. None of these are devastating, and I find an easy chemical-free control by covering plants with a lightweight, translucent row cover material from the day I put my cabbage in the garden. You don't have to keep it on all the time, but at least until the plant is well on its way and toughened up in the garden. Cabbage is one of those crops where it's better to harvest too early rather than too late. Yes, you can wait until it grows bigger, but you run the risk of splitting, and they're never as tasty or tender as when younger. Softball size is a good rule of thumb for when it's safe to harvest. To harvest, slice the heads off from where the stem connects, and go ahead and leave the roots and base in the ground to decompose while adding valuable organic matter back to the soil. So that's a little bit of the down and dirty on growing cabbage. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens, How Do I Grow That podcast.